Two little bits of housekeeping today. The first is that last episode, I was remiss because I forgot to thank Big Fatty for wishing me birthday greetings on his little show. I actually did thank him in the first version of that episode. As I've said many times, I generally record several versions before the one I finally post. And in the first one, I did thank him, but it somehow got dropped in the second one. He actually mentioned it twice. And the first one was on a Drunkie Cast, which was the sound was quite loud. So I decided not to play the audio as I usually do. And but then he mentioned it again in his next show. And I guess that means my birthday was so nice, he had to mention it twice.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Big Fatty mentioned it twice, mentioned it twice, mentioned it twice, mentioned it twice.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3643. I'll be FO for right the 21st of January 2022. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, it's your last day to enter the number one fan contest, Big Fatty! Procrastinators, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you know who you are. You know who you are. You're the procrastinators, the ones that like to wait to the last second to get your number one fan entry in. Big Fatty, you're, of course, referring to Miss Bacon. Well, of course. And, y'all, let's just get right into it. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, guys, y'all, we've gotten quite a few entries since yesterday's recording. Y'all, Francie, the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show has her entry in. Phyllis Lindstrom has gotten her entry in. Holly and Casey, they each got an entry in. Mean Keen, y'all, one of my straight boyfriends, Phil, formerly Phil from Oregon, y'all, Digger has gotten his in, y'all. DJ Ron, Hendrick from over there in the Germany, Mexico. Joe Zubia, Big Fatty, I thought he unsubscribed. Well, didn't. And Brian in Denver, y'all. It's so easy. All you have to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter, and an e-letter only, by 6 p.m. today, for right dude, the 21st. Put number one fan in the subject line, and y'all then in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan. Big Fatty, why are they waiting? Because that's just how they are. Some of them are just the yes, Big Fatty. I wonder if Mr. Cackle will in a no, but y'all, you got till 6.
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I got y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is today. Y'all, you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he's down there in the future. y'all never met him in person, but I've seen him on the Skype or the whatever it was called back in the day. And y'all used to be a suit for the Pride 48. Big Fatty, did old Crooked Hat fire him too? No, there was no firing. But y'all, he is the host of the Amarans, the Amarazeds, little show. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Arthur. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Arthur. Wasn't that a movie also? Yeah, it was a movie about his life. It was called Arthur. Big Fatty. And y'all, then on Sunday, we have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, a longtime member of Pride 48. Y'all met him out there in person at the Lost Wages. Y'all, if I remember correctly, he was running around in some sort of a clown afro wig or something. I may have that wrong, but Big Fatty, anyway, who knows? But y'all, he is the star of not one, but two little shows, the Denims and David That Blue Jeans Guy. Y'all, of course, I'm talking about David That Blue Jeans Guy. Oh, Big Fatty and Cricket attractor extraordinaire. It's true, y'all. Squeaky Kitty is just about had it. But anyway, and y'all then on Sunday, y'all met him at the Pride 48 in Las Vegas and down there in the Nolens. Y'all, member of Mr. Cackle's troupe on the Blind Time. Y'all loves to climb a ladder. Loves to climb a ladder. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only, as Mr. Cackle says, Wine Rage. Big Fatty, we love Wine Rage. Well, or Wine Rag. So, y'all, if you see Arthur or David, that Blue Jeans Guy, or Wine Rag or Wine Rage on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Music, it's true. Y'all, we need the calm, happy music here in the upchuck, cause y'all, we're there in the storm center. The weather rat has pulled out the cot, cause we're expecting. Well, y'all, here's the thing. Thursday, the high temperature was 70 degrees, and y'all, until Saturday morning, the temperature is going to continue to drop. Continue to drop. The high temperature for Friday will be like 40 degrees, and it will continue to drop through the day. And y'all, then the weather's moving in, and they're predicting freezing rain. Oh, Big Fatty, freezing rain. And y'all, you know, everybody's rushing to the Walmart. Oh, Big Fatty, don't you mean the Spit Valve Factory, the Walmart, getting the French toast ingredients? Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that's where the nip is now. It's true. And, but, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, young Nicholas stopped by, and, we had a nice little chat, and... And y'all, then I I watched the news and the Wheel of Misfortune and the Jeopardy. Y'all, Amy, she's still at it. She's still at it. And y'all, then then they had the Price is Right at night. I mention that because, y'all, The Price is Right Live is coming to Upchuck on the 14th of April. And y'all, the tickets, the advance sale tickets went on sale on Thursday if you have the secret code. Big Fatty, did you have the secret code? I did. And so, y'all, I went on and got tickets for the Fright at Fatty's group for then. And y'all, we're going to go to the Price is Right Live. And y'all, it's going to be just a few... just a couple of miles from the villa. And y'all, I think it'll just be lovely. Big Fatty, are you going to wear a Price is Right camisole? Well, I don't know. Maybe. But y'all, Thursday night, watch The Price is Right at night. And then the big run. The big run. Y'all, this was the first... episode that they filmed after they had to shut it down for 19 months. So, y'all, it's, but I think they've done a good job of tweaking it. Y'all, they don't have to run through the airports anymore. They fly by private charter, and, they're going to be doing more driving rather than having to get a cab and things like that, or a rickshaw, Big Fatty. And, then I climbed into the chamber at a reasonable time. Well, it would have been after 10 o'clock, but anyway, y'all, slept like a baby. Y'all, I had the craziest dream, though. I mean, it was like the end of the world and all these the Hindenburg was crashing and this boat... these planes were landing on the water, and the moon was, y'all, it was just crazy. It was crazy. The moon had all these symbols on it that it was sending messages. Big Fatty, you know, David, that blue jeans guy, he likes to do the dream analysis. Well, don't bother with this one because it's just crazy. And y'all, I dreamt about Daniel Biba being in some kind of commercial where they had to black out his face. Big Fatty. But anyway, but y'all woke up a little bit after 6 a.m. in the morning on Thursday. Got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did the Sudoku. Y'all, it's good Sudoku today. It was fun. And, y'all, I did the Wordle. David from the Occasional Fag sent me this video from the YouTubes. And, y'all, it was that Jimmy Fallon, the people at the Tonight Show, they were doing the Wordle together. And, y'all, it looks very interesting. Y'all, it was kind of fun. Now I'm with Dr. Stone. I don't need to see everybody else's Wordle picture. anyway, so y'all, I did the Wordle. I did the Wordle on Thursday morning, and y'all, it, like I say, it was kind of fun. anyway, I think I did it in three words. Anyway, Big Fatty, maybe if Dick will do a bumper, you know, it's Fatty's Wordle, Wordle time. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, then I was off. Y'all, I got a testimonium from young Jonathan. Young Jonathan says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I'm getting ready to go for a nipple walk." I said, "Thank you for calling." So, y'all, we walked about 4.5 miles. He had his puppy dog with him. y'all came back, got my share. And then, y'all, I snicker-snacked on a few things. And, oh, y'all, I made a beef stool. On Wednesday night, so I'm gonna have some of that on for my supper, and there, y'all, then I was doing some more paperwork for this big project the Nip and I are taking on. More about that later, but I mean, it's nothing, it's no big deal, but anyway, and then what else? There was something else. Oh, y'all, I ordered me some new flip flops. Y'all, when I went to the Hawaiians, to see, Woody And Patrick, y'all have left my flip-flops there. And y'all, I've been out of sorts ever since. So I ordered some new ones, and they came, and lovely. They are just, oh yes, Big Fatty, they'll be perfect for the ice storm and freezing rain. It's true. But y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Gus Chad. I'm just calling to let you know that I listened to my calls to you and the one from Christmas that I didn't remember doing, which I knew I probably wouldn't remember doing it. I busted out laughing. Why? I was walking dogs so hard. I was in tears. People were staring at me. As for your question about the number one fan contest, why don't you just give it to Miss Bacon already? That lady has been, like, begging for it for how many years now? Just give it to her already. There. Problem solved. Miss Bacon is the number one fan of 2022. End of discussion, right? Who's with me? Anyways, I hope you have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chant and Gus Chant. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Gus Chad, you know, if I were to do that, the little contest would be rigged. Big Fatty, you're accused of it anyway. Well, that's probably true. But I'm sure Miss Bacon would agree with you. You just give it to her. But y'all, she'll be one of those that's gonna, I'm gonna wait to the very last minute, and y'all, then all of a sudden, she'll see a squirrel and or something shiny, and she'll get her entry in 3 minutes after the deadline. Big Fatty, but Gus Chad hadn't gotten your entry yet, so you still got time. And Gus Chad, thank goodness you got that new can, because you seem to be calling the little show a little bit more, and that's always a good thing. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I got a couple more calls from Gus Chad, and be on the lookout for those coming up, y'all. I'm just going to remind you one more time now. You have until 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, that's the only time zone that matters. Today, for right day, the 21st, to get in your entry for the number one fan contest. Only person that's, or only two people that are not eligible are the, oh, dear, Gussie, are the current number one fans, the Fake Orgasm and the British Invasion. Y'all hadn't heard from them lately. I hope everything's okay. Number one fans, if you're there, send Big Fatty a note. Yes, because it'd be lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, we're not doing Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, we're going to the Hibachi Steakhouse as a group. And y'all, that should be horrifying. Yes, Big Fatty, and then getting on the icy roads, it's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy, and Arthur, are there any ways you're becoming a little bit more like Big Fatty?
Big Fatty, mentioned it twice.
Oh, Big Fatty sounds like a broken record, just like you, just saying the same damn thing every day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.